Section D. Directions. For questions 21 to 25, you will hear 5 short monologues in which speakers are talking about different benefits of outdoor activities for children. Choose from the list the benefit of outdoor activities each speaker is talking about. Note that there are 2 extra statements. You will hear the recording only once.
Speaker 1. Nature has a calming effect on the mind, supported by numerous studies demonstrating its beneficial impact on mental health. Research published in Frontiers in Psychology indicates that spending time in green spaces can significantly reduce stress, anxiety, and symptoms of depression. These natural environments provide children with a peaceful retreat from the pressures of daily life. For children, outdoor play serves as a natural outlet for their energy and emotions. Research highlights that outdoor activities allow children to freely express themselves, enhancing their emotional well-being and reducing feelings of frustration or restlessness. This is further supported by the findings that exposure to natural settings can improve attention span and impulse control in children.
Speaker 2. Outdoor adventures challenge children to take risks and make decisions, fostering a unique environment for growth. For example, climbing a tree involves assessing strength, navigating branches, managing fear, and balancing risks. Similarly, crossing a stream requires evaluating routes, judging water depth, and testing balance on slippery rocks. These experiences build confidence as children conquer fears and doubts, achieving a sense of accomplishment. For instance, climbing a tree teaches trust in abilities and judgment, enhancing self-esteem and encouraging further exploration. Overcoming challenges fosters independence, enabling children to solve problems autonomously. These essential skills contribute to their development into well-rounded individuals.
Speaker 3. The outdoors is a vast playground for the imagination. Unlike structured indoor environments, nature provides endless possibilities for creative play. Children can invent games, build forts, and explore new worlds in their minds. This type of play is not only fun, but also essential for cognitive development and problem-solving skills. There are several actionable ways to encourage such outdoor play. For example, the role-playing adventure activity encourages children to create imaginary scenarios based on their surroundings, fostering storytelling and social skills. The outdoor art and writing activity provides materials for drawing, painting, or journaling outdoors, encouraging children's self-expression and reflection inspired by nature. By promoting these activities, parents can harness the natural creativity and problem-solving abilities of children.
Speaker 4. Outdoor activities often come with unpredictable elements, such as weather changes, rough terrain, or unexpected obstacles. These experiences teach children to adapt, persevere, and stay positive in the face of challenges. Learning to deal with unpredictability in a safe and supportive environment is a key aspect of building resilience. There are some practical tips for incorporating outdoor activities. For example, we can schedule regular visits to parks, nature reserves, or even our backyard to ensure children have consistent exposure to the outdoors. We can also set a good example by showing our enthusiasm for outdoor activities. Our positive attitude towards nature will inspire children to embrace the outdoors. The simple act of playing outside can be a powerful tool for building a stronger, more resilient generation.
Speaker 5. Studies have shown that children who spend time outdoors regularly are more likely to develop empathy and concern for nature. They learn firsthand about ecosystems, wildlife, and the delicate balance of the environment. Activities like exploring forests, observing wildlife, or participating in conservation efforts can instill a sense of responsibility for preserving these natural resources for future generations. Moreover, engaging in forest bathing practices, such as quiet walks in wooded areas, mindful observation of natural surroundings, and listening to the sounds of nature, can significantly reduce stress. In today's urbanized society, children are increasingly disconnected from nature. Outdoor exploration not only benefits the individual child, but also contributes to building a generation that values and protects our natural world.